Blog Talk Radio.
Time with Pastor Steph.
Good morning, rise and shine. It's due time where Pastor Steph is on, and I want to say good morning to you. How are you today? That's what I like to hear. For this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Well, you know what I want to ask. Where were you yesterday? We had the due time crew and we were shaking the Monday morning blues together. Yes. And we had our conversation and we talked about, is he or she the one? Yes. You know, we went down the line and we just talked about all the little signs that indicate that he or she is not the one, such as they don't send you those smiley faces when they text you. Yeah, you know, some people might think that's a small thing, but no, that's a big thing. You know, are they always frowning? I don't know. If they are always frowning, you may want to do a little rethinking that if they're always sending you those frowny faces. You know, come on. You want to get a smile every once in a while. Okay. If he brings or she brings out that psycho in you, you know that they're not the one. What about when they rush the relationship? You know, you didn't just start it, and, you know, about a couple weeks ago, and already they talking marriage and moving in together and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. Yeah. Those things indicate that they are not the one for you. Yes. So slow it down, you know, back up a little bit. And, you know, you have to rethink this thing, okay? All righty. Well, we finished off shaking the Monday morning blues with the switch tip. Stop moving in fear. We got that lesson from the switch tip yesterday. You know, we have our Faith Over Fear segment every week with Pastor Charlene, but this week, I guess, God moved it. Where we need to get that message just a little bit stronger and just one more game. And, yeah, we got it, and it was extra good. You know, we really got to stop moving in fear. And we're talking about, you know, is he or she the one for you yesterday? And sometimes we kind of hang out with the wrong people. Sometimes we stick around with the wrong people out of that fear of being by yourself. And, you know, if we learn to trust God and, you know, read our Bibles a little bit more and pray a little bit more, that, you know, we don't have to move in fear, then we'll come up out of that and we won't be hanging around the wrong folks. Yes, because it's not just in those type of intimate relationships. Sometimes we're hanging around with the wrong people, period. Yeah. All right. So, today is Let's Talk About It Tuesday. Yep. Mm-hmm. That church folk day. Yes. Well, we have our panel of three pastors and our minister, and we talk about you. Yes, we talk about you. Well, we got some conversation to be had today, and we really need to make sure that we're doing the things that we need to do. And if we're not, then that's what church folk is made for. Okay? So, let's get that number, 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358. Okay? So we want to make sure that, you know, we get that healthy breakfast this morning. And get those pens and papers out, because I do have a continuation of our list from yesterday. Yep, I sure do. Can you believe a couple of things were left off? Yeah, some reason it's, you know, I got the middle of the list and I couldn't find the beginning. But I got the beginning. So you want to catch up with me today and make sure you pull those pens and papers out. And again, we got some conversation to be had today. So let's get settled. Let's get that healthy breakfast. Let's make those phone calls or send those texts and let people know that it's due time when Pastor Steph is on and popping. Yes, Shanti should probably get me for that one. But it's okay. It's okay. I'm not moving in fear, so I don't worry about that. I can use her own words against her. So, all right. So let's get settled. Let's get settled, and you'll get ready to take a break. So we'll be right back.
Endometriosis is a chronic disease that can cause infertility, pain with your menstrual period, pain with sex, cysts, and blockage of your tubes. So endometriosis is a disease. We don't really know what causes it, but it is very, very common. In fact, it affects up to 50% of women with infertility and maybe 10 to 15% of the general population. It's where the cells from the lining of the uterus, or the endometrium, instead of only growing inside the uterus as they're supposed to, actually grow outside the uterus, most commonly in the pelvis. And these implants can cause inflammation and scarring and pain. Endometriosis definitely has some genetic basis. So if you have endometriosis, people in your family have a much higher risk of having endometriosis. If you suspect you might have endometriosis, it's important to talk with your gynecologist about it. If you're trying to conceive, it may be very helpful to see a reproductive endocrinologist or a specialist in fertility issues.
Good morning, and a good morning to you. Welcome to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph, and it is Let's Talk About It Tuesday.
Oh,
excuse me, it's Church Folk Day. Yes. Excuse me. Our favorite day of the week here on It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. And welcome. Oh, excuse me. Oh, boy. All right. So what are we going to begin to talk about today? You know, let's talk about it Tuesday. So we definitely got to talk. All right, if I can stop coughing long enough. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness gracious. All right. So, what are we talking about today? Well, the first thing we want to talk about is we want to continue that list. Excuse me, finish off that list that we had yesterday. And that's the foods that we should never eat, excuse me, from China. Okay, so, yes, we missed some stuff. Oh no. Well, no, get them pens out. And I hope, excuse me, you got room. Because there's some stuff on here. Oh, my. We got a whole lot of stuff. Okay. All right, y'all ready? Wow. I don't know if we're going to get to the church folk stuff today. Because we got to get this list together. All right, ready? All right. Okay. Salt. Excuse me. Salt. Okay. Make sure your salt is not imported from China, because their salt may contain industrial salt. Yeah. Can't eat industrial salt. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Now, they say that edible salt, excuse me, is 10 times more expensive than industrial salt. And they say that makes counterfeiting of the regular salt much more profitable for the Chinaman. Yeah. And they say there's no iodine in industrial salt, and it can cause hypothyroid. Oh, my goodness. Hypothyroid swelling and mental impairment. Okay. And it increases cardiac risk. Oh, my gosh. So please make sure your salt is not imported from China. Tilapia. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness gracious. Now, you know, tilapia has become extremely popular over the last few years. Yeah, years ago, you ain't nothing about no tilapia. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's eating the tilapia. Well, well. They say that over the last decade and last year, 80% of the tilapia, which is 382 million pounds, was imported from China. Oh, my God. They say Chinese tilapia is farm-raised and pumped full of antibiotics and growth hormones. Multiple reports by the FDA and the Center for Food Safety have found that at least 50% of Chinese tilapia are fed animal feces. Oh, my gosh. This is why I was telling you yesterday, stop eating the shrimp. Okay, so listen, if you don't eat animal feces, then you need to stop eating shrimp, crab, all the stuff, lobster, yes, all that stuff that comes from the bottom of the sea, you need to stop eating. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. If you are that mad that you have been eating animal feces, now that you've found out you're eating that you've been eating that in the tilapia, then stop eating the scavengers, because that's all they're eating. They're eating all the shark poop and all of the fish poop. And yeah, any of the shelled fish are the scavengers of the sea. See, you didn't even know that before you listened to Pastor Steph, right? Or, now that I've put it in that, you know, essence of animal feces in the tilapia. So, listen, don't eat the tilapia. Oh, my gosh. Apple juice. Are you ready? Apple juice. Okay. They say if you're buying apple juice that comes from China, that you are drinking a cocktail full of arsenic, toxic pesticides, and chemical residues. Oh, my gosh. Nearly 50% of the apple juice consumed in America is imported from China. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mott's sources from China. And they say, in addition to those, they also love to add corn syrup, which is the icing on the cake. You know, we ain't got no business drinking all that corn syrup. So, yes, stop drinking Mott's. Mott's gets their stuff from China. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing what a little research will do. Excuse me. Are y'all ready? I know my mother will be glad to hear this one. Chicken! Oh, my goodness. They say chicken, the antibiotic hormone-induced chicken from China. You got to watch your chicken. Okay? You got to watch your chicken. Okay? Because they say it's grown in China. So you got to make sure you do some research. What is safe to eat? I'm with Brother Al. We won't be eating nothing after a while. We'll be standing real still. Okay? Oh. Make sure your chicken's not grown in China. Cod. Yes, the codfish. Okay. They say over half the cod in the U.S. is imported from China and is farm-raised in similar conditions as the tilapia. Okay. So tilapia and cod, excuse me. Well, they said the tilapia, yeah, they said all up. No, my goodness. Yes. So cod is, you got to make sure your cod is not coming from China. And how do you make sure that it's not? Okay, ready? I told you you're going to have to have a long paper. Green peas and soybeans. Chinese green peas and soybeans may be snow peas or other imitations that are dyed with food coloring with toxic sodium metabisulfite. Oh, my goodness. All righty. Oh, boy. So make sure your green peas and soybeans are not from China. Mushrooms. mushrooms, people, if you like mushrooms, imported Chinese mushrooms have been found to have illegal pesticide residue. Okay. Corn. Oh, corn. That is canned corn as well as frozen corn. Ah. They say Chinese corn. They say, if you notice, wait, although not allowed in Chinese corn, small producers add sodium cyclamate to their corn to add sweetness and hold its trademark yellow color. And they say that that sodium, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing this right, sodium cyclamate is a toxic that can damage the liver. Okay, and this toxic additive is banned in the United States, but is legal in over 170 countries. All right. So there's our additional items to our make sure it don't come from China. Them salt, tilapia. Don't eat the tilapia. Don't eat the tilapia at all. Apple juice. Matz is included in that. Chicken. Excuse me. Cod, green peas and soybeans, mushrooms, and corn. Oh, my goodness gracious. And they're saying that that might not be the end of the list. So I will do the research and find out if more stuff is technically on that list. Ooh, buddy. Okay. All righty. We got a few more minutes. So, all right, you got that pen and paper out? All right. Here are some things that they say you should never do with your money. All right, turn that paper over. Turn that paper over. Okay. Things you should never do with your money. This is an extensive list. So we will be running this list in a couple days, okay? All right. Here we go. They say, now this is advice. And they say after doing some surveys, they're coming up with these suggestions. Okay. They say you never cash your paycheck right away. Wow. Well, this is advice. They're saying because if you cash your paycheck right away, you might spend it too quickly. Okay. Wow. So, make sure you get it direct deposited. Okay. Get that direct deposit. Who doesn't do that anymore anyway? Oh, direct deposit is the way to go, people. Okay. And make sure you pay yourself first. You know, that's after your tithes, that is. But make sure you join that 401k. Do not put it into the stock market. No, you don't want to do that. And that's a caveat from Pastor Steph. All right? Remember I told you I did payroll for close to 20 years. So there's some things that I do know. And one of the things you want to do is if you put your money in 401k, put it into the money market. Now, here's the thing. Some people may not agree. But there's a couple of reasons why I tell you this. Well, one of the reasons why I tell you this is because you're not gambling with your money. You know, don't forget stock markets are gambling. And you've got to pay attention to that stock market. because it jumps up and down, and you lose, and then you win, and then you win, and then you lose, and you're going to pay a lot of attention to that stock market if you do this. Now, with the money market, it may not get a lot of growth, but at least it's safe. You won't lose anything, okay? So if you just want a simple savings account that's not so easy to touch, then that's the route you want to go, okay? And it's worth it because you get it pre-tax. So it's almost like you don't even feel it. Trust me when I tell you, it's 1%, 2%, 3% is a very small amount, and you don't miss it. You don't miss it. Okay? So make sure you do that. All right? What else do they have here? All right now. Excuse me. Ready? Never co-sign a loan you can't afford. Now, the ending part is the caveat. Never co-sign a loan is one thing, but never co-sign a loan you can't afford is something different. Okay? Why? Because don't forget, if they default, you pay, my dear. All righty? Don't forget, that becomes your debt. All right? That becomes your debt. So don't co-sign. All right? And things happen. Things happen to people. It's not always intentional. Okay? They say never live above your means. Well, that's biblical. Okay? The Bible tells us. You know? You can't build a house without checking how much it's going to cost, right? All right. Well, that's the same thing. Living above your means. Don't do it. All right? Only live and do what you can afford. That includes those mortgage payments, that car. Yeah. Okay. They say never rely only on cash when traveling. Never rely only on cash when traveling. And I mean, you can probably figure that one out. You can lose your money. You can be, you know, robbed. Okay? And when you go to a lot of tourist spots, that is a haven for theft. All right? So at least with your credit cards and stuff like that, you can stop them. And always know what credit card you have. I never understood that. People's like, you know, something happens to their wallet and they can't remember what credit cards they have. Yo, what is that? Don't you make them payments every month? I don't even have to look at a list to make my monthly payments. And let me tell you something. I got a lot of credit cards. Yeah, that's not my advice, but I have a lot of credit cards. I have 23 open accounts. Yeah, open accounts, not credit cards, but just open accounts. And I have to make 23, and that's, 23, maybe even 24 payments that I have to make a month. And I make them all from my memory. Now, that's not the best advice, but what the point I'm trying to make is I know what I have to pay. So at least, you know, if you lose your money, that's one thing. The money's gone, but at least if you lose your credit cards, you can call and stop them from, you know, possibly getting to your stuff, okay? They say never donate money over the phone. Wow. Never donate money over the phone. All right. Well, that's common sense. Right? Oh, I guess it ain't. If they put it on this list, well, you donate more money over the phone, how are you going to give it? Via your credit card, which means you have to give up that key information. So, you don't want to give that information to people you can't see. Oh, my goodness gracious, yes. Think about it. Think about it. All right? You don't want to give your information to people you can't see. Listen, everybody who is collecting funds, they should have a website. And if they have a website, you should be able to make your payments via your website. Okay? So if somebody wants you to donate money and your heart goes out to them, make sure you tell them to do something else, which they do. They can send you something in the mail. Yep. Everybody's got those phone calls at one point or another, right? All right. So make sure you give them, and they should have your address, actually. Yes. They should already have your address. If they got your phone number, 99% of the time says they got your address. Okay? All righty. So do not give money over the phone. You can either have them send you something in the mail or ask for their website and go on their website and donate money. And remember, Dwayne has told us how to make sure that it's a secure website. HTTPS. Yeah. Okay. Never spend money on gifts that someone doesn't need. Oh, my goodness gracious. Have you not learned that up till now? Yes, I only buy practical gifts, you know, and now that we have the embroidery machine, personalized gifts are the way to go. Yes. Buy them a T-shirt with, you know, with their name or, you know, or logo that they like or some branding that they like or, yeah. You know, buy them. There's tons of stuff that you can get them. You know, some towels or, you know, things like that with their name on it. You know, the bathroom towels. Yeah. Something like that. Something personal. But trust me when I tell you, don't buy people perfume. Such a waste of money. Okay. They say never shop when you're emotional. Oh, that emotional shopping. Oh, how many of us have racked up a whole lot of debt because we shop emotionally? Okay. All right, and we're going to stop there today. Never shop when you're emotional. Never spend money on gifts that someone does not need. Never donate money over the phone. Never rely only on cash when traveling. Never live above your means. Never co-sign a loan you can't afford. And what else did we say? Never cash your paycheck right away. Okay? So those are the things that they're saying that we should never do. And there's more to the list, so bring that pad and pencil back tomorrow, God spare, so you can continue. Okay? But there's something that I definitely want to talk about before we get started that I thought was hilarious. All right, are you ready? All right. Kirk Franklin. Oh, yeah. Kirk Franklin. Now, there is not a Kirk Franklin song that we don't love. I mean, Kirk Franklin's been hanging out with us since the 90s. And definitely there's a song or two that we love that Kirk Franklin has made. Well, 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 he has been in the news of late with his son, Carry On. Okay. Well, Kirk Franklin has a son, Kerryon, that's 32 years old. And Sir Kerryon had a verbal exchange with his dad that was quite interesting. Did you hear it? Wow. Well, somehow or another, I listened to the recording, and somehow or another they got into a heated discussion, and Kirk Franklin cussed him out. Now, I have to be honest. I laughed. It was hilarious. Now, it wasn't hilarious that he said, before you start, you know, going all off, it wasn't hilarious that he cussed the son out. That's not what I was laughing at. But he cussed this boy. Let me tell you something. If you listen to this conversation or this portion of the conversation, this cuss out did not sound like no church person. Baby. Oh, no. You know, let me take that back. Let me take that back because that's why I'm bringing it up today. It sounds like a church person. Man, when I tell you he used them cuss words like it was an everyday language. And listen, I'm not judging him. I'm going to be honest. I'm not, and that's why I'm bringing it up today, because I want us to talk about this here. But I got to introduce the conversation first. All right, so he really got pissed off with the son. And he said to him, "You need to get your skinny M and F and A $ back out of the GD way before I put my foot." Yeah. He said, "I'll break your neck if you ever disrespect me again." Now, I'm talking about this today because I'm going to be honest. I'm not judging a man. I'm really not. I mean, is it an example that we want set? No, absolutely not. But we all got weaknesses. And, you know, I'm not going to be like, I'm not listening to another Kirk Franklin song. You know how we did R. Kelly? You know how everybody went buck wild over that R. Kelly thing, and nobody's listening to his music anymore. And I'm not making a comparison. I'm just saying. Okay, so don't be saying Pastor Steph said. But I'm laughing because, you know, it's people take you there, and now you bust out with this recording. Now all of a sudden, now you got this recording to play for everybody. And to me, it was a setup, because why would you tape it? Why would you tape it? Well, I don't tape conversations with my mother, and I know my mother gonna cuss me out if I say the wrong thing. But I'm not, you know, I'm not going to court people, all right? And his son scrutinized not only him cussing out, but he claims that he's not forgiving his father because his apology was not an apology to him. It was an apology to the fans. And the apology, I did listen to the apology, and he did. He apologized to the fans. And you know, the interesting part to me was he says, well, you know, he apologized. Well, guess what? You gave him a reason to even talk to the fans, because the initial conversation was between you and your father. And now you are angry because he's apologizing to the fans. Well, you made it a fan issue. You know, so now he's apologizing to the fans because I guess in a way he feels like he let the fans down. You know, so I was hoping that you all heard it before we got here today. And his son, you know, says, you know, he apologized to his fans only and not me. And he says, this is why I'm done with my dad. And, you know, he says, but then he says, I'm not, you know, please don't crucify my father. I'm not here to bash him across the board. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. It says, excuse me, that earlier back in 2018, that he wrote that my own father is trying to kill me, and he deleted that post since then. And now you've got this argument or this exchange that went on blast by the son. And I want to know what you think. 516-387-1358. Again, that number is 516-387-1358. And generally, I don't get involved. I don't listen to a lot of stuff like this. I don't. But I kept wondering. I had no, and see, I didn't read the caption. This is how I caught it, because I didn't read the caption, because I don't think had I read the caption, I would have even had read or listened to this audio. But I kept wondering, why was he popping up in the news? Every time I turned around, it was the same, you know, Kirk Franklin apologizes, Kirk Franklin, Kirk Franklin, Kirk Franklin. I was trying to figure out what in the world was going on, and that's how I ended up stumbling across it. But I want to know what you think. Text us, 347-285-7777. Let's say good morning to our Pastor Ed. Good morning, Pastor Ed.
Good morning, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I am well, I am well, I am well. How's your throat? How's your voice? What's going on?
It's coming along. The treatments are slowly but surely working. So I am very, very, very grateful to God. Coming along well.
Amen. Amen. Glad to hear. Glad to hear. Well, we went over a few things this morning. So, you know, I got a dialogue with you to get this started. We're talking about the food from China. Now, yesterday, you weren't on with us, and I gave you some food listing. Is there anything on that list that you eat?
The Mott's apple juice. I mean, first and foremost, me, my kids, I mean, I'm just shocked. The Mott's apple juice. But I'm worried about the tilapia because my wife loves tilapia. So we're going to have to start reading the basically, everything that you put on that list has me worried because now I've got to check and make sure that, well, no, you didn't say shrimp. You talked about shrimp, but the tilapia, I've got to make sure. I don't eat shrimp. You know, I don't eat any shellfish, but the tilapia has me worried. The Mott really has me worried because we consume Mott apple juice by the gallon.
Wow. And, you know, you would think you're going to go Mott's because that's a big brand name and you don't want to go cheap.
Right.
And yeah.
But
I was shocked,
you know,
this morning.
That arises from American producers and manufacturers going cheap and, you know, outsourcing.
Mm-hmm.
And I won't even get into that because that's a whole other discussion about the wealth of nations and economics. I'll leave that alone. But I'm going to have to really start paying close attention. Usually I am a label reader, but I'm not reading where it came from. I'm reading trying to read the nutritional value. So I've got to dig a little deeper.
Yeah.
Well,
that
thank you.
You're welcome. I'm looking again. But I had heard Anika shared with us about the tilapia, the questionable way tilapia is handled and treated and stuff like that. And so we stopped eating it when she brought it up. And I think that was like 2 years ago maybe. And I wasn't a big fan of it, but I had, because, again, you know, all of a sudden there was this surge in tilapia. So I went for the tilapia, and, you know, a couple of times. And, you know, wasn't a big fan, but, I've eaten it. And when I read here today that it said last year 80% of the tilapia, 382 million pounds, was imported from China. And Chinese tilapia is raised, is farm-raised and pumped full of antibiotics and growth hormones. And they found that half of it was fed animal feces. I was done. Oh my goodness gracious. I was finished.
So
now
Raina always fussed at me because she would cook the tilapia, and I really didn't eat it much because, I don't know, I had a thing with tilapia, but our family consumes a lot of it, so now I have a really good reason for not eating.
You sure do, Pastor Ed. Oh, okay, so that's our Chinese food. Now, we're moving over to the things that we said you should never do with your money. And they talked about don't cash a check right away and, you know, don't co-sign a loan you can't afford. Well, did anything hit your interest?
Definitely not co-signing. Woo, that is a hard lesson to learn. Because a lot of times the people you co-sign for are people that you trust or that you're close to. But sometimes the reverse of that is because you're close to them, they feel it's all right or whatever. So, the co-signing, definitely I agree with. I don't give out my information over the telephone because there's too much fraudulent activity. So I definitely 100% agree with that. The thing about giving gifts that are not needed, I mean, you know, so pretty much everything on that list I agree with, but those three really stand out for me. Paycheck.
Okay.
First of all, everything's been direct deposit since I was in the military. I work in finance, and that was a requirement for us. But
okay.
I have a thing about money I earn. I pay God. I'm paying myself. I'm not ready to just give it away
to
anybody else on the spot.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I know it's crazy, right? I'm not either. So, okay, so lesson learned. Everybody, Pastor Ed has learned. Don't call sign for folk. Yeah. I tell you. I stumbled on that Kirk Franklin story.
Ooh.
Do you know, did you hear the sound bit?
You know, I'm always late to the party, but someone, and you know, I'm like you, I kept seeing these memes and his name popping up and was still lost, and someone made a point, oh, you got to hear this. Oh, God.
Wow.
Let me say this, though. And don't judge me. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's right in any way. But I'm not going to lie. I somewhat understand. And I'll Lord. You know, it was clearly a setup.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, there are issues that need to be addressed between this father and son. And let me say something about Kirk. Kirk is from the streets of the hood of Fort Worth, Texas. So it did not surprise me a bit, regardless of his change, that he used that language in a flowery manner.
Mm-hmm.
He was familiar with it. It flowed.
Yep.
So, and I'm speaking from someone who served in the Army. So, you know, thank God for deliverance. But he was comfortable with it. But you know something, the reason why I'm not judging him is people, your children, will and can take you there. I don't want to take up a lot of time, but I remember the story of
of a 90-something-year-old pastor from our home, from my hometown. He was at an age where he was feeble, he was what have you. But one particular Sunday, you know, because people had been saying, you know, we got to retire him. He was called Poppy as a nickname. But one Sunday he got up, opened the Bible, gave his scripture text, and then cursed the whole church out. Everything he had been holding in for however long he had been pastoring them, his mind had started to slip, as so they say. But he brought up every offense that he could remember that they had committed against him as a pastor, cursed them all out, then closed the Bible and sat down. And so they called
wow.
his folks down in Goliad and said, y'all got to come get him. But my point is, you got to be careful because we should, as Christians, we shouldn't be, but folks will take you there.
And you know what? I have to tell you, that was really a lot of my thought, you know, because, yeah, people can really, really, really take you there. And when I thought about, you know, I'm like, who takes their conversations like that and have it ready for the play button?
Set up.
That
right,
you
step.
Know, that
Listen,
was something,
I,
yes.
Please, they said, you know, Moses, pretty much the equivalent, cursed the folks out. He didn't get to go into the promised land. I mean, I know it's not exact, but I'm just saying, folks will take you.
No, no yeah, well, again, it's that slip, you know, when that anger gets the best of you.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
It takes you there.
And whatever
thank
else
you so much, Pastor. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. And my thought is, you know, he claimed, they say he took the post down, but he claims that, you know, he says even my father, you know, was trying to kill me at one point. You know, so you knew, in other words, what your father had the potential of saying. You know, my own father was trying to kill me.
Anyway.
Right, somebody 32 years old, right. You definitely deserve to get cussed out. You done made that man mad on a whole lot of occasion, man. And, yeah, I agree with you, Pastor Ed. I agree. Thank you so much for beginning this conversation with me. Let's say
right.
good morning to our Pastor Charlene to hear what she got to say. Good morning, Pastor Charlene.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am okay. Thank you. I am okay. Glad to have you with us. And we got you yesterday for our Chinaman food, imported foods. And today I'm going to get you to catch up on our things that you should not do with your money. What on that list attracted your attention?
Well, the big one was shopping emotional. When I go, I can't go to the grocery store if I'm hungry because I buy the whole store. So that
okay.
was one for me.
Okay.
Yeah, you can't be hungry and go in the store because you'll start snacking and everything looking good, you know. So that was one of mine. Another was co-signing. I did that before, and, of course, because you put your name on it and they know that, I had to end up to pay that.
Oh,
so I learned from that. And your information over the phone. I got scammed.
Okay.
And I did it because I was trying to get the life alert for my aunt, and that's what they said that they were, and come to find out that they're not, because when I called back, it wasn't them. They said that they had none of my information, none of her information. So actually, I had to go to the bank and, you know, go through that whole process to stop the check.
Okay.
So that was my,
okay.
my devastation on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, see, listen, people, don't give your information over the phone. You don't want to get caught out there. And it could sound some, it could be some important stuff, but guess what? You can't take the chance. Can't take the chance. All right, Pastor Charlene. Did you hear the Kirk Franklin recording?
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I didn't hear it from, but what, from what y'all saying, I'm going to go and try and listen to it though.
Oh, you have to. You definitely have to go and listen to it. When we're talking to Minister AJ, maybe you can go and catch up on it. It's some interesting sound bite. And, you know, it wasn't, the whole recording was not played, which, you know, kind of lets you know that, you know, you played this for the world to hear with some intent on slander. And it's interesting. And well, so I'm going to go to Minister AJ. You go catch up on the recording, and I sure hope Minister AJ heard it so we have something to talk about. All right, we'll be back.
Okay.
We'll be back, Pastor Charlene. All right. Good morning, Minister AJ.
Good morning. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
How are you today, sir?
Oh, I am doing great. And you?
I'm well, thank you. I am well. I'm well. So I talked to you yesterday about our China food, and now we have our 25 things you shouldn't do with your money.
Mm.
What are those things for you? What happened? Oh, did you listen to the list?
I didn't really. I got on a little late, but because I was trying to learn Kirk's new song, so. I was trying to learn the flowetry, you know. But no. But definitely the emotional shopping. I'm definitely an emotional shopper. Like, it's crazy because I think I do it almost every day. I love Marshalls. I love Home Goods.
Really?
I don't know. Like, yes. Yeah, I'm in Marshalls probably every day. So, I realized the other day, I said, you are an emotional shopper. Like, you just, you know what I mean? Especially when something's going on, I'll get up, I'll get dressed, I'll go to Marshalls, and I'll just, once I come out of Marshalls, I'm okay. And I bought some stuff, I'm good to go. So, yeah, definitely.
Wow.
And then definitely the co-signing. We're not doing that. Unless you really have two people who you really can trust, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm a firm believer. You know, this got to really be somebody who you really, really trust. Because, man, you know, people are crazy. You know, people will do you dirty, rather. Let me say it that way. But you got to have somebody who's on top of their P's and Q's, and that, you know, will pay that money back, because it's not a good look.
Okay. Yeah, we don't want to get caught out there. The emotional, you know, movement of co-signing sometimes can really jack you up. I've seen some real nasty mindsets behind people who have, you know, done things like that for people, and it has really not been something that was good at the end of the day. So I agree with you all. So, have you heard Mr. Kirk's recording?
I have. I pulled it up while Pastor Charlene was talking. Absolutely, I did hear the recording.
So what's your thought? What's your thought?
Well, we definitely know that he was definitely set up. And as a father who has done so much for my kids, and actually I recently went through an incident with them where they felt like they could mouth off and say certain things, and I was like, wow, where is this coming from? But then I had to realize where it was coming from, and I had to make some changes. I said, you know what, instead of cursing them out, I hit them in the pockets really hard. You know, the luxury, all right, we erased all those luxuries now. Now you will get the necessity. You know what I mean? And so I understand. Sometimes people, especially kids, they can take you there. Sometimes when they allow other parents or other people to influence them, it's the era that we're living in, where these kids think that they can stand toe-to-toe with you, say whatever they want to say, and they don't even understand the basics about life. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there, but Kurt, I'm with you, bro. I like the new song, and sometimes, and I hate to say it, and I'm not necessarily condoning it because you still got to be able to hold your head, but I do understand how people can take you there, and the fact that it sounds so set up, yeah, it's not like it was provoked, straight provoked, so we don't know what the son actually said. We don't. So,
right,
you know. And as a church going, as a church, we're about, well, listen, sometimes people can make you that mad. So all of us, you know, a lot of people in the world, you don't need to be fronting, because you know if somebody take you there, you might slip a couple of yourself. You know, you got a hymn or two of that in your arsenal too. So, Kurt, I'm with him. And it's not like when your kid does it to you. It's a whole nother ball game. And it's crazy because what I went through with my kids recently, and then I turned on Paul B. Mitchell Sunday, and he was teaching about the things that make Christians go to their death early. And he put great emphasis on disrespecting your parents. Great emphasis. And I couldn't believe when I turned it on. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. But he put a lot of emphasis on going toe-to-toe with your parents, disrespecting them. You'll go to an early grave. So it's something that's serious. So.
All right. Well, we're definitely going to continue this conversation.
I don't know if we have a question for the morning already, do we? Because it's actually something.
Actually,
that...
if it has any, I think Pastor Ed has one, but the one that I do want, if both of you have it, is one that hits closest to this. Do you have one? Don't ask it yet, but do you have one?
Yeah, I'll send it.
All right. No, because I'll ask you to just say it. So just give me a minute. Let me just talk to Pastor Charlotte. Let's get Pastor Charlotte back on this line so we can hear what she's got to say. And we'll continue this conversation because we're going to talk about this for a little bit because, you know, this has a lot to say about a whole lot of church folk. So hold on. Good morning again, Pastor Charlotte.
Good morning. All right. I'm back.
All righty. Did you get the sound bites?
Yes, I think Shanti for sending it to me. Yes, I heard it. Wow.
So what's your thought?
Okay. So my thought was, just like y'all were saying, it was a setup. He kept pushing and pushing. We heard that part. We don't know what led up to that. So it sounds like that in Kurt's voice as, the son is repeating what he is saying. So it was like a build up, and it was like, this is the time to hit the button, you know, because now I know that he's going to go off, you know. So by what he's saying, I understand, especially our children, they know your weak spot. It's a build up. It was like, you know, we've been down this road before, you know, and so he lasted out. He's human. We're human. He went into a place, and, you know, he didn't want to go there, I'm pretty sure, especially not for people to hear it, you know. So I do understand. You know, it takes me back to, like, even in the church, you know, you got to separate yourself. You don't never know. Nowadays, people are taping you all the time. They're either Facebooking, you know, whatever they call it, face chatting or, you know, or recording you, and you have to be careful. But he got pushed up in the corner, but that's what it sounds like as being a parent, you know, and so I do understand. You know, I know for myself, I had to walk away, and, you know, and I tried for them not to get me to a certain place. I said, y'all trying to push me.
you know, and so I do understand with it. I do. The song, you know, it was a setup. And it's not going to stop from there. It don't sound like it's going to stop from there. He's trying to shame his dad, you know, and just like you said, he put it out there for the public. So Kirk was right to apologize to the people also. You know, him and his son got some therapy to get together because it's more than just that one time of things that has been built up. So.
Okay. Well, thank you, Pastor Charlotte, for going back and listening to the sound bites. We have actually a comment from a listener. Good morning, Shantice.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I actually have two comments from two listeners.
Oh. Okay, what you got?
Okay, so the first comment is, the recording from Kirk Franklin reminds us as to how, as Christians, we have to truly be on guard and when our emotions take over. Since it was so interesting that the whole convo was not shared, it was meant to put him in a bad light, especially if it wasn't the first time they had an argument. All we can do is pray Franklin and his family find healing in this situation.
Okay.
And then
okay.
We have from our second comment, as Christians, people can't wait to bash us, whether it's family or friends. It's like they're waiting for Christians to do something wrong.
Okay. Well, thank you for relaying those comments. Thank you, listeners, for your comments. And I'll be listening out to hear if we have anything else, Shantice. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All righty. So, you know, as has been said by our panel and by our listeners, you know, the whole thing wasn't played. You know, it wasn't like we could take a snippet out ourselves. That was the snippet. So, you know, it's already questionable your intention from the beginning. And, you know, it's, you know, listen, one thing I do know, two people can make you cuss in a minute. That's your spouse and your kids. Oh, it takes a hot second. Between them kids, especially, I think it was you, Pastor Ed, who mentioned an adult child. Yeah, you know, and Minister AJ talked about his children who we know are, you know, early adult. You know, he has an early adult. And, you know, listen, they can take you there where you really, if you don't walk off, or if you don't stop talking, oh, they can definitely take you there. Pastor Ed, did your question have something to do with this topic by any chance? Or was it completely separate?
Not directly, but I guess it could be phased into it. But no, it wasn't directly related to it.
All right. Write it down and hold it for us. Minister AJ,
yes.
Is this directed closer to the topic, your question?
I think it's kind of close. I think it's close.
Okay, what you got?
Well, my question is, who gave you authority to correct leadership?
Oh. Okay, we got to hold on to that one because that one going to take our little full hour. Ooh, hold on. Shantice, Shantice, write that one down. Minister AJ, make sure you write that down. That one we got to definitely...
Oh, I got it.
Oh, we definitely got. Oh, especially for Shantice, you got to write that one down. All right. So, cause we're gonna leave that one separate because that one's got its own comments and conversation. You know, we're talking pretty much about the weaknesses of Christians, and that's really what church folk is ultimately made of. And, you know, quite a while ago, I don't know if some of you remember, we had something that was a little worse, you know, in a sense, was worse. We had some domestic violence with, what's his name, Fire, James Fortune. Did you hear about that, Pastor Ed?
Oh, of course. He's in Houston.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. He's down there. And,
oh, no, and I know his family. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Well, he comes from a family of pastors, I have to say that.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wow. Well, you know, it was it's pretty bad. Did you hear about it, Pastor Charlotte and Minister AJ?
No.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, you have James Fortune, who is the lead of James Fortune and Fire, a large gospel artist. And a few years ago, they had the information out that he was charged with domestic violence and abuse, and he couldn't even see his kids for 5 years after all that was said and done. And, you know, one of the things that people seem to forget is these people are not, you know, perfect, and I'm not giving anybody carte blanche to do any of this because all of you know how I feel about domestic violence. Especially that particular topic. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, these are people who, you know, we're listening to. You know, they're giving us this wonderful church music and these lyrics that, you know, we really live by, that encourage us, you know, that uplift us. You know, and we're singing them, and lo and behold, stuff splatters in the news about these people. And, you know, now you have some people who really now, you know, I remember they had some comments from the public when it was James Fortune, and they were like, they're not listening to any more of his music, and, you know, how could he, you know, live that kind of a lifestyle, because this was supposedly was going on for a while, and it finally hit the airwaves. And what do you think, Pastor Ed, you know, when we're continuing to listen to this music, and does it become much different than an R. Kelly issue where, you know, if they were banning him and, you know, now he could not go into any theaters or concert halls, or they stopped playing his music, stopped buying his music, you know, all of the airwaves, the radio stations banned his music. They were not, you know, they were protesting against him. What's the difference? How do we distinguish between the two? Because, see, here's what makes this interesting. You have the gospel artists who we're looking up to, and we're, you know, singing their music and all of this kind of stuff. And you got R. Kelly, where we're not, that's a whole different ball of wax. You know, we're not being encouraged spiritually by R. Kelly, but we're going to smash R. Kelly, but we're not going to smash these other people because, again, in the eyes of God, sin is sin. How do we do this here? How do we strike a balance? What's your thought,
Pastor Ed?
All right,
I've got to try to summarize because I've got three comments. That's the first comment I want to start off with. And you and I know well from my background with gospel music. And I just want to say this. Many times, many of these people are operating in great gifts, but no anointing behind it. For some of them, it's entertainment and it's a way to get paid. I'm not saying all, but I'm saying there are instances of that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I wanted to put that out there first. Secondly, what I wanted to put out there is we talk about forgiveness. You know, we want God to forgive us. And you got to be careful being too harsh and judgmental to where you just throw someone away because of the error. Now, with James Fortune, now let me be the first to say, domestic violence, putting your hands on your spouse, especially your wife, and for me as a man, putting your hands on a woman is a big issue for me. But we do have to go back to the foundational principle of forgiveness. you know, you made the comment that is so true. Sin is sin. And we want God to forgive us of our constant discretions. I don't care how holy you are, how saved you are. There are errors and mistakes that are made along the way. We want God's forgiveness. We've got to be able to show that same forgiveness to others, especially to those that are repentant. We make the assumption that James Fortune is saved, you know, and I said I know his family. I know he comes from a family of preachers. But when you make the comparison between him and R. Kelly, you know, we've got to be careful, because especially if R. Kelly isn't saved, we've got to show some Christian compassion as far as forgiveness. And especially if he shows repentance. Now, we know that whole story, so I won't go into that. So we've got to be careful about taking people and casting them away and making a difference. If anything, I'm just going to be honest. If anything, where it comes to consequences, we should expect more from, say, a James Fortune who's supposed to be saved and know the Lord, as opposed to an R. Kelly who may not be saved and not know the Lord. You understand the difference? Because we're talking about somebody who's supposed to be walking in knowledge of God's precepts, as opposed. Listen, when folks are unsaved and they're in the world, nothing they do surprises me, and I'm just being honest. When you don't have the Lord in your life, the Holy Spirit to guide you, you don't have knowledge of the Word, you're capable of doing anything. I've gone on, so I'm not sure whether I answered the question or not, but it just kind of took me there on some of my thoughts.
No, you actually did answer the question, because I have to be honest, that's my feeling. You know, that's my feeling. You know, you need to ban R. Kelly and take him off the radio, and, you know, and I'm like, well, he ain't the one professing Christianity. You know, not
and
that
there's
I'm
a backstory with R. Kelly.
Right, you know, absolutely. You know, when we actually heard what happened to him, you know, and you're not making excuse for anybody, but when you actually hear the backstory, then you kind of get a little better understanding as to how people end up where they are. And, you know, it could be the same thing said for James Fortune or Kirk Franklin or anybody. You know, so that was actually my thought. My thought was, you know, hey, you made a very good point, too, of saying that. And that's one of the reasons why I started off saying the way I said, you know, these people are, they're writing music. It is a way, it's a gift, it's a way of life. If you ever watch Kirk Franklin, we were watching his concert the other day, he dances. He straight brings the street, it's comical. He brings a straight street dance to the songs. He sings and he does his... You know, he was doing the moonwalk the other day, and we were cracking up laughing at him. And it wasn't judging him. We were just laughing because, again, you know, we're all walking, hopefully trying to get, you know, rid of all of these little things that, you know, we do that are really big things in God's eyes. And, you know, we got to, this has to be a real level of broad thinking. It is not cut and dry, and you started off answering the question perfectly. At the end of the day, it's not a cut and dry situation. Pastor Charlotte, go ahead, Pastor Ed. What were you saying?
No, I was saying it's not at all. It is not cut and dry.
No, it isn't. There's a lot to be considered. There's a lot to be thought of, and you know we have to really give this thing a lot of thought. Pastor Charlene, what's some of your thought?
My thought was, you know, none of it is right of what any of them, you know, had transpired. But my first thought was forgiveness, prayer, you know, because we all have things that we ask God to forgive us for. That was my first thought as we were talking. And then I thought about that, you know, we're not supposed to judge anybody. So if we're not supposed to judge them, and I'm not talking all of the situations they should not have done. I'm not condoning none of them of what they have done. It was wrong all the way across the board. But us as human beings, you know, we have to be able to have forgiveness. Should they take their music off? No, because some people have gotten saved over their music. Talking about Kirk Franklin and James Fortune.
Fortune.
Name, right?
Mm-hmm. James Fortune.
And, and so, you know, I have listened to their music. Kirk Franklin was one, his music was one that had drawn me to come to church, you know, when to come to church even more when Stomp came out, because people who wasn't calling on Christ started calling on Christ, you know, and as they got into the church, you know, it was like a door opening where that they came into the church and where that they were able to hear, start, now we starting to hear the word. Now we starting to live right. Now we started, you know, and one of the things that it don't matter how you got there. You came in crawling, you came in screaming, hollering, or, you know, somebody just invited you and you really didn't want to be there, but you're there. Now once after you got there, now what you want to do on that behalf. So then that's where my connection with it is of the praying part of being able to stay. We can't throw anybody away because it might be them today, and then it could be us tomorrow. And then what do we do? You know, nobody is going to pray for us. Nobody is going to, you know, help and lead us back, you know, back to Christ. So I look at it as on the forgiveness side. I look at it as, you know, continue to keep praying for that person. You know, continue to, you know, talk. Everybody, one of the things that we don't do also is everybody don't have an ear that somebody can come and talk to. You know, therapy. We talked about therapy on Thursday. You know, of having that person where that you don't have that built up. And a lot of times things become built up because people want to keep it as a secret, you know, of things that we're going through. And then now things explode. Now we become the volcano, and now things come out of hand. But if we can find the trigger, you know, that trigger point where that, you know, where you're able to stop, you know, and stop judging each other, you know, and say, listen, you know, you don't seem like yourself. Because things happen, you know, it don't just fall over into one place. And you talk about it all the time or it's due time with Pastor Steph. Everything don't stay in one place. It starts to leak over into others. So somebody had to see something coming before everything exploded, you know. And even in, like you say, in our childhood, you know, of R. Kelly. You know, a lot of things, a lot of issues that he was having in his childhood. What are we watching? What are we hearing? You know, and it does affect us as we become grown. But if we don't have a way out or someone to talk to or get some help, that's when everything grows. You know what I'm saying?
Alrighty.
So my thing is we don't have to hear that, you know, don't stop listening to their music. You know, maybe that'll help turn their life around. You never know. We're not God.
Okay. Well, okay, so quickly, the comparison between, you know, everybody's throwing away R. Kelly, but you want to hold on to James Fortune and Kirk Franklin. What are your thoughts?
Well, I wasn't really an R. Kelly pick, but Sinison, that was stated, which is true. And hearing his music, I'm trying to think of one of his songs, God, that I forever listened to him a long time ago. Just him, somebody just needs to minister to him. Is there, no, it's not. Because one is just as bad as the other in the music part, but I do understand the situation that was different. That's making everybody say, no, I'm not going to listen to you. But one is just as bad as the other, though, because sin is sin. One beat and one with the young girls.
Okay, okay.
Did that answer you?
It sure did. It sure did. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Ah, Minister AJ, what are your thoughts?
It's a lot of stuff to absorb.
My thoughts is you have to know when to enter and when to leave. When to enter and when to leave. And unfortunately, in both situations, like Pastor Ed said, you could be doing it for a dollar. You could be doing it for a different reason. Now, as far as to go so far as beating up your wife, oh, there's issues there. And that's why I said you got to know when to enter and when to leave. And for me, I was cleaning up my car. It was like maybe 2 weeks ago. And God said, you know, how can you be a worshiper if you don't come in contact with other worshipers? Or, and he said, even to the believers, it's amazing how we know, we can know five sex songs off the top of our head, but do we know five worship songs? And, you know, music can introduce you to worship and also the worship experiences. And so sometimes people are singing, but my question is, or sometimes we're preaching, but do we even desire God? And there was people that were stripped from my life, and God said, well, AJ, they don't even desire God. When you desire God, you seek after God. You don't just sing his music, but you seek to be in his presence. You seek to sup with God. You know, and so when you come out of spending time with God, you and preparing for God, God will prepare you for some things. Some places we should never go as Christians. And that's why I said you got to know when to enter. Enter into worship, but you also got to know when to leave even an earthly relationship. One time I was having a conversation with somebody, and it was getting heated. And I realized this is when I first came into contact with a narcissist. And when my hands began to leave my side, and I wasn't about to lay hands as I'm praying, I said, you know what? It's time to go. And you got to know when it's time to go. Because people will take you there, but you got to know when it's time to go. I think that's too far. You know, I'm sorry. It's too far. Yeah. That's too far.
Okay.
You know, I'm not going to throw his music away, you know. But, I mean, hey, you got to get this stuff corrected. And I think some things we need to get corrected before we minister. It's too far for me.
Okay. Well, we're talking about the comparison between, you know, everybody, you know, I'm throwing away R. Kelly. I'm throwing away his music. I'm not listening to him anymore. What he did is deplorable. But yet, you know, we have that forgiveness factor, and because we were able to be brought to Jesus, quote unquote, for some people, or, you know, because they have, you know, those uplifting words in the lyrics, you know, the treatment is not the same. What's your thought on that?
Well, we're not supposed to have a perspective of person. I think both acts or infractions, however you want to put it, are sick. To me, one is just as sick as the other. And you know what? When we were stepping in the name of love, listen, we was going. Hey, listen, it's the same thing. You know, and that's true. Why can't I be brought to Jesus by stepping in the name of love? It's possible. So my thing is, no, listen, we can't. You know, I'm the type of person, I can listen to a secular song and I turn the words around and I be in here going and I make it relatable to the Christian walk. So, listen, let's step in the name of love and forgive both. I feel like it's the same thing. To me, both was of a sick mind. So let's just, we have to forgive both. We can't forgive one and not forgive the other, or hold on to one and don't hold on to the other. Let's forgive R. Kelly, because some of us are still stepping in the name of love, even in the Christian community. We're still playing the songs. You know, I don't see nothing wrong. So, listen, stop it. Listen, let's forgive them. Let's move. And then some of us need to think about how filthy our rags are before we judge somebody else. Okay. Let's go. So we step in the name of love, and we sing in James Fortune the rest of the month in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's forgive them and move on.
Okay. Well, Pastor Ed, we know we got to get ready to let you go. You know, go pay them bills, you know, but because I'm hold on to Pastor Charlene and Minister AJ. But what's some of your closing thoughts here in regards
right.
to, you know, maybe something you thought about after Pastor Charlene and Minister AJ spoke and to close you down today? Because we're going to continue this conversation
funny.
Next week, God spares. This is going to be a part two to this.
Okay, and it's funny how the more we talk about it, I realize how close the question I had was actually related to this. That's kind of funny. So
okay,
my thing
then next
is,
week we'll bring it up.
Okay. But my thing is, you know, if we're talking about us and we're saying we're in Christ and we're walking the Christian life, you know, we really have to follow the way of Christ. When we're looking at these situations, we have to look at them from that perspective. And we've got to have that compassion. We've got to have that forgiveness. You know, the same way that, you know, and I'm not trying to be deep, but the same way that Christ looked at our jacked up, messed up situation. Now, in our personal opinion, maybe we feel our situation isn't as bad as the next person, but I'm talking about looking at it from the eyes of Christ. He saw how jacked up and messed up we were. He saw the potential that was in us. It's so much so that he gave his life, and he gives us that opportunity to come back to him. So I'm saying all that to say forgiveness in the spirit of Christ has to be the prevailing thought. And so just like Christ didn't throw us away, you know, we can't sit in the judgment seat and throw others away. And, that, you know, that's just the perspective that I see it in.
Okay, before you go, you know, there was an issue that was raised by the son, by Kirk Franklin's son, that, you know, he apologized to the community. You know, what do you think the community was owed an apology?
Oh, see, now, that's going to get me into a whole lot. Okay, one thing, whether we want to accept it, Kirk Franklin is a celebrity. I know it's gospel music, but he is a celebrity, and unfortunately, when you take on the benefits of the celebrity status, you know, you have a public that is buying your music. So, and I'll say this, as a celebrity, it was out of order. Yes, apologize to your public. Now, if the public doesn't accept it, then that's on them, because it's not, I say he doesn't owe it in the sense of this was a personal family matter that shouldn't have gotten out to the public. He was set up. But since it did, and he needs to protect his bag, I'm just going to be honest, his income, because we know we have folks out there that would throw his music away and throw him away. So in that sense, yeah, he had to make the apology. Now, as far as owing it, again, his son should not have put that out there in the public. They need therapy. They need to deal with it. And so he had to do it because he's a celebrity, but, you know, sometimes folks need to stay out of your business, you know, and their opinions and their judgments and sentences that they pass upon you.
All righty. Well, we're coming back for this conversation next week, and since you said your question was a little closer than you thought to this conversation, we'll definitely welcome that question next week, Godspeed. Thank you, Pastor.
All right.
Ed.
All right. Good being All with right. y'all. Have a blessed
Same here. Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Pastor Sharlin, you know, you brought up the fact that the apology was owed. Why do you feel the apology was owed to the public?
Well, because
and you're closing, and you're closing. I'm sorry.
Oh, I thought you were saying I'm up on. Am I closing? I said yes because of the position that he's in, you know, in the public's eye, because that he's just apologizing that, you know, where that the people will know that he is human. He's human, you know, and he's apologizing also for that, you know, we all make mistakes, you know, and of showing that, you know, having compassion for your brother, you know. So I felt that he owed it to them, even though that, you know, it was a family issue, but by it being out in public, I think also that the son, you know, he played a big part. Well, the biggest part of it, and, you know, and he owes apology also, because when you're trying to tear down your dad, you know, and not only your dad, but into the public's eye. So therefore, you know, you hadn't really don't have that choice but to apologize for your part. You know, that he, Kirk Franklin had played. So that's why I felt that, you know, he should have done it. And it took me to, you know, that song of Turn It Around, It Won't Always Be Like This. And, you know, because God can come in and change anything, you know, change that heart that his son has for him, you know, and mend them both back together. And then what? So then once they come back together and then the public, you know, nobody said nothing, nobody did anything, you know, nobody apologized, it'll help the people know that, you know, we're human. We're human, you know, and asking for forgiveness, you know, and you can only act on your end. So it's not for, you know, the people will accept it, they will. Some people probably won't. Sometimes people will shut down, you know, his music also. So, you know, but at the end of the day, you know, we all make mistakes. He didn't wish that, you know, was listened to, you know, and I'm sure that, you know, he was devastated after the after effect, after you say these words, being taped or not being taped, you know, because now it says, I went down to your level, you know, so that's how I felt about it, that he, you know, he made the right decision of getting on for his apology, you know, and let them go into therapy, let them be able to work it out. If they can't work it out, sometimes, you know, you got to just love you from afar, you know, because we cannot let that happen again. And that's what I'm hoping that he's saying, that this cannot happen again. And like Minister AJ said, and like I say all the time, I'll walk away. Let me just walk away, because if I walk away, that'll, like, help me bring it down. So that's my feeling on that behalf of that, you know. And I pray to God that everything works out for them, you know, because we all been to a place feeling like that before. So who's a parent, I should say.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Shauna, for your contribution into Church Folk segment today. And we pray that you have a blessed day. We're coming back to this next week, upstairs, because there's some other stuff that we need to cross over. We need to cross over. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Minister AJ. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Minister AJ, you know, do you feel that the public was owed an apology? And your closing remarks for today.
Absolutely. He definitely owed the public that apology. And I'm going to tie this scripture in there, but if the right eye offend thee, then plug it out. And I felt like what he did was offensive, definitely to his listeners, to the Christian community. So he owed them that apology. Without that apology, what was you ever going to be able to preach or teach or minister to anybody after that? You get what I'm saying to you? We fall down, but you got to act for that forgiveness. And that's the part that, you know, because it did show that we are human, but then we also have to handle things the right way. And I believe that the apology was the right thing. And eventually, you know, he may not be ready, but he owes his son an apology. Right, wrong is different, set up or not, that's your son. You know, and, you know, like Dr. Sharon said, sometimes we got to walk. We got to swallow that pill, but we got to take a long walk, take a break, you know, be silent for a little while, and it's our job as believers to pray for them. I have to get on my knees and pray for my kids, because maybe y'all are losing it a little bit, you know what I mean? So let me pray for you, and I've been in a place and a posture of prayer, because these kids have a lot of influences, and, you know, not just social media, but other parents, other family members, and people don't understand, and I can tell sometimes by the stuff that they say out their mouth, they don't even understand. So, you know, before I go off and lose it and take it, you know, and recite Kirk's new song, I better pray. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. And it just shows you that we need to stay on the throne and keep that posture of prayer.
Right. Thank you very much, Minister AJ, for your contribution into today's Church Folk segment. And I look forward to continuing this conversation, God spares, next week. Have a blessed day.
You do the same. God bless. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, boy. Nice beginning of a conversation. All right. Well, you know, our segments have been going and going and going, and us holding hands and holding hearts, I'm kind of missing. All right, so let's take that opportunity right here and now to get that done. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you, God, and we say thank you, because you have been so generous and so kind to look beyond our faults and find our needs and wake us up today. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this conversation, God. We thank you, God, for just raising awareness in some areas that some people may not have even thought of, God. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for the introduction to some of the forgiveness factor, God, and how we ourselves owe you so much. And sometimes we don't come back to you to say thank you. We don't come back to you to say I'm sorry. You know, life just kind of spirals out of control. And when we look, we're in a place that we never thought we'd be. Sometimes, God, you've just taken us away and out of some particular habits, and we find ourselves back there, God. But we are so grateful to you, because there's always the forgiveness factor when it comes to you, God. We thank you so much for continuously just helping us get up off our knees and dusting us off. And Lord, we just ask that you just help us to remember that we are still flawed. We are still going to make mistakes. We are still going to fall back sometimes over things that we find so deplorable. But as the verse always says, every time I try to do good, evil always presents itself. There are times, God, where our own spirit just steps in the way. And again, God, we say thank you for just being right there. That regardless of where we land, you're right there. Thank you for never leaving our side. Thank you for always just picking us up and carrying us and just holding us close in your loving arms. And just letting us know it's going to be all right. Thank you, Father. We ask you, dear Heavenly Father, to just help us to be more forgiving. Help us to be more understanding. And, Lord, we just ask you to help keep its due time with Pastor Steph relevant to today's times, whether it's in church folk or ripped from the headlines or whatever the particular relationship segment is, whatever it is, God, you just help to keep us in the forefront. We pray that you just help to keep your words first in our mouths, that we continually push your message, not our failures, not the way we want to do things, not the way we think it should be, but we continuously just keep you in the forefront and we speak for you. And we thank you for that opportunity to do so. Thank you for just choosing us to minister for you each and every day. And we thank you for allowing us to be listeners, hearers of your word, so that we can subsequently be doers of your word. We ask you to bless our day, God, and thank you for just enabling us to just come to your altar right now and stand before you and just be at your mercy's throne, remembering we need to be right there, never thinking we're too above falling on our knees. Thank you so much for every breath you give us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray that we're all kept safe throughout the day, that we keep our minds stayed on you. In the name of Jesus, amen. You know, it's just a reminder that we must stay prayerful. We're not above anything. We're not above any failure. You know, some good points were brought out today. You know, I thought about, again, you know, what I said earlier, you know, two people that can help, two people that get cussed out quickest, your kids, especially as they get older, your kids and your spouse, because those are the only two people that could really, really take you there. And, you know, Pastor Charlene said something that was real key, because I know sometimes when, you know, I don't even have to curse. You know, I said something to one of the girls a couple of weeks ago, and I didn't curse at her. But she said something to me, and I kind of laughed at her, like made fun of her. And when I did it, I didn't feel that good about it. But I was like, she didn't piss me off, so I'm just going to go with it. And when it was all kind of over, the Spirit of the Lord said to me, maybe she is trying her best, because that was what the argument was about. You know, so I'm trying my best. I'm doing the best that I can. And I'm like, for real? Oh, boy. I hope that ain't what your best look like. And I felt what I felt. And because, listen, I raised you, and I know what I've given you. And sometimes we're looking at things from not the best, you know, mindset and view. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord said to me. Maybe she is trying her best. And I sat on the couch and I was mad. I was like, dang. Now I got to go back and apologize. And I thought about the fact that when I laughed at her, I felt bad. And like Pastor Charlene said, you know, sometimes after you say, you know, what you say, or you, you know, do what you do, you know, you do genuinely feel bad. And I was like, oh, man, I just do. Because, again, in my thought, I was like, I ain't cuss you out. Because, oh, that one can take me there. That one has taken me there like in a half a millimeter of a second. She has taken me there. But, you know, I've gotten a lot better with her over, you know, over the last couple of years, you know, when I've learned to walk away. But, you know, there are times when we do go too far, and it doesn't even mean cussing somebody out. It just means that, you know, it was just inappropriate. And no matter how justified we feel, you know, the Spirit, let me tell you something, and this is how you know the Spirit of the Lord suppresses, you know, or you, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. You suppress the Spirit of the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord is always on his job. Oh, you better believe it. You know, some people say, well, you know, they were baptized and, you know, what happened to them? And the Spirit of the Lord is there. It's up to you how the Spirit of the Lord, you know, what it does and what you allow it to do and how you allow it to affect you, because it's definitely not going to take over if you want to suppress it. That's the interesting thing about that gift from God. You know, if you want to do something else, you're going to do something else. And that's why, you know, we had the conversation about, you know, is it always the enemy's fault? And the answer is no. It's not always the enemy's fault. You know, sometimes we can really push that thing to the side. And if we get caught off guard, if we stay in a certain headspace, you know, because if this is a person who consistently makes you angry, then sometimes you're always at that edge already. You waiting for them to say something that's going to make you mad. Because you just waiting, as my girlfriend used to say, you just waiting to bust off anyway. You just waiting, you just patting your feet. And, you know, listen to that Spirit of the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord will, you know, come and say something to you. It will direct you. It will guide you. It's always going to do its job. It's up to you whether you're going to allow it to do its job in your life. Are you going to listen, take heed, take that guidance, you know, take that nudge, because it's there. It's there. You know, and he was right. to apologize because, you know, like Pastor Ed said, you know, a lot of the athletes have been real resentful over the fact, you know, I didn't sign up to be, you know, no mentor or no, you know, somebody that people look up to. Well, guess what? You know, when we're out here writing these songs and preaching the word and, you know, telling people to be encouraged and I believe and, you know, I sing because I'm happy and all this. Listen, at the end of the day, people are looking up to us, you know, and we do owe an apology, unfortunately, because your, you know, your behavior did leak into the public. And so he was not incorrect for, you know, apologizing to the public, despite the fact that he did not put it there, but it was put out there. And it was a failure in the eyes of your community. And if you want, and Minister AJ said it best, you know, if you want people to understand that you're human, then you're going to have to act human. And acting human is also going to mean we're going to have to come back and say, I'm sorry. You know, at times we're going to have to step up and we're going to have to be mature and we're going to have to, you know, do what God would want us to do. And God would want us to apologize. No, again, he didn't turn on the tape recorder. He didn't press the play button. But, you know, he did owe it now that it's out there. You know, so it's a hard pill to swallow sometimes. You know, between your spirit and the enemy, they're always there, lurking, you know, waiting for an opportunity. The enemy is waiting for an opportunity, you know, to jump out and, you know, make you look like a failure in the eyes of man, because that's, you know, his way of making God look like a failure. And when we see those times coming up, you know, we have to apologize, you know. So as much as I didn't want to have to apologize, you know, I not because I was above apologizing, but because, you know, with this particular daughter, you got to say extra words to help her understand. And I just wasn't up for the extra words, to be honest. I was like, you know, with Shantice, I can say, you know, okay, blah, 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 and she gets it. This one here, you got to, you know, have the time, the mental stability, you know, to be able to, you know, go the distance. And I was like, okay, I got to go the distance. And I don't want to go the distance today. Maybe tomorrow. But if the Lord told me that I needed to address it, I couldn't wait till tomorrow because, again, tomorrow's not promised. You know, so we have to clear up. You know, things a whole lot faster as people who are walking in the light of the Lord. And, yes, as Tamika says, we're always on assignment. And everybody is our assignment. When you're all, you know, and I say to myself, you know, I can't get on this air every day and minister to people and then in my own household, you know, we can't get along or we can't talk or, you know, we can't, you know, reason together. I've got to make that first step to get that job done. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, when you're in these particular positions, you know, you have this particular status, you know, yeah, you know, you're going to have to make some moves that you may not want to make sometimes. So, thus, the apologies. You know, thus, we got to have to walk away a little more often. You know, than we may want to, you know, because these things are real temperamental to the world, to God. And, you know, sin is really not a good thing. And we would not, you know, we would not think these things are sinful. You know, we want to just brush them off. But, you know, we have to consistently look at the way God sees things because he does not see things the way we do. We're always making, you know, assessments that are incorrect and not on point, and we have to really put this in the eyes of God. You know, we are all filthy rags at the end of the day, And, you know, we're always trying to, you know, measure sin. You know, my sin ain't as bad. You know, R. Kelly, you know, he did that with them kids. And, well, I agree with 100% with Minister AJ. You know, that hand thing, I'm extra sensitive to that. You know, you really going to have to figure out what you're going to do with your hands. Getting angry is one thing. Them hands, that hand problem, you're going to have to learn how to do it, because there's always a way to get up out of that one. And, you know, you can always see that coming. That ain't something that just jump up out of nowhere. You know, well, guess what? Illness is illness. It's sickness is sickness. And, you know, we don't know what's wrong with or what was wrong with James Fortune when he was putting his hands on his wife and making that environment toxic for those children. And let me tell you something, for the public to read that you could not, he could not have those children in his possession for 5 years. You better believe there was something real toxic. They never said, at least none of the articles that I read said that he ever abused or hit the children. But whatever happened, they felt was toxic enough for them kids that they didn't, 5 years. Now, your public, the same people who are listening to, you know, I'll trust you more, and I'll trust you, Lord, and, you know, I survived, and have now got to hear that you can't see your kids for 5 years. That's a major comeback. That's some big stuff going on behind closed doors that nobody knew about. So, you know, there's more to be had to this conversation, and God spares, we shall have it next week on Church Folk. All right? Please like us on Facebook. Closer Walk Media Network is how we are found. Follow us on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure when you open up that link, you press that pink follow button, and you will be notified each and every time we upload a new episode. Follow us on Instagram at ACW_media_network to stay updated with our tips, topics, and our guests. Knock on our door. Coach for Christian Life or a Close Walk Media Network, and let people know how the episode went. All right, go back and listen to past episodes. Oh my goodness, these episodes have been hot and heavy and definitely life-changing. Make sure you don't miss what has gone on its due time, okay? Please go to iTunes and Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show and let the world know why you tune in every day, hopefully, and listen to the broadcast. Tune in tomorrow, God spares, for Wild Wednesday. You know how it goes down over here on Wild Wednesday. It is power packed. We got our socially conscious with our girlfriend Viv. We've got our techie talk with our friend Dwayne. We've got the women of worship, and we've got Faith Over Fear segment. And this week, you get a double dose of Faith Over Fear, because yesterday's tip was stop running away from your fears. Okay? Something like that. Well, fear was in there somewhere. I mean, I have it exact. But there's a double dose of fear this week. You've been listening to It's Due Time with Pastor Steph. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. where we discuss matters of the heart, mind, and spirit. As you go through your day, be sure to set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. They will only serve as a distraction. Remember, prayer changes things. It's Pastor Steph signing off. And I want to thank my Due Time crew for helping me hold it down today, and I want to thank you for listening. Remember, choose Jesus as your personal Savior right now, because later is not promised to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining me today. I couldn't do it without you. Have a blessed day. I love you.